Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. Our topic today is all about, well, it's a little bit about career, a little bit about health and wellness. My guest today has over 18 years experience in account management in a family-owned boating business, kind of a cool job. However, a few years ago, she had an epiphany. She is now an entrepreneur fulfilling her own dreams as a whole life coach and helping others to fulfill theirs. Lauren Leduc Lemieux, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And how did I say your name?
Excellent. Perfect.
Well, I'm French too. Obviously, this is French, right?
It is a little bit French.
Yeah.
It
kind of rolls off my tongue very easily, but I wasn't sure if it was Leduc or Leduc.
It's Leduc.
Yeah, I love it. Mm-hmm. Now, so a kind of a cool job working in a boating industry mm-hmm. and, you know, for over 18 years, and it's a family-owned business.
Yeah. What
happened? What was a shift? Why did you make a change?
Well, the boatyard had been in my life and is still in my life. My mother started there when I was 3 years old. So for my entire life, the boatyard was an entity in my life. I went to college. Didn't really have any direction of what I wanted to do. And then while I was in college, Hurricane Bob hit.
Where did you go to college?
SMU / UMass Dartmouth. I started SMU and then it transferred to UMass Dartmouth.
I've been to a few parties there.
Yeah.
Because I grew up in Westport, which is right near there.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah. No, and I'm a Dartmouth girl. So I commuted and it was...
Dartmouth Mall. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Growing up, we were always at the Dartmouth Mall.
Right. I know. And for me, it was like an extension of SMU at the time.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, now I'm just going to high school again, but it was one step up because I just commuted. Mm. And I never really knew. And then when Hurricane Bob came in, my mom was in the office before email, before, you know, computers really took off. So she was inundated, you know. The boatyard's in Marion, so they were hit pretty hard by Hurricane Bob, and the devastation was just enormous. So she was overwhelmed with paperwork and asked me to start part-time. You know, can you come in just type estimates? And that's what I started doing. And I did it part-time all through college. When I graduated, they said, what are you going to do? And I said, I don't know. And they said, well, why don't we want you to come work for us? It was my stepdad's company. Mm-hmm. So I did.
And which made sense. It's family. You were already had your foot in the door. Mm-hmm.
And growing up in Dartmouth, I grew up on the water, you know, out of Paden Arum. So it was natural for me. I love the water. So I did. And almost immediately, though, I had this inclination of where's my life going? How am I going to live?
Almost immediately from working there.
Yeah.
But you really hung in there for 18 years.
I mean, I love working with my mom. It's probably one of the saddest parts about leaving was that I enjoyed working with my mom. And then fast forward 16 years after I got married, my husband started working there. So my husband's there still. He's there now working. So it's still a part of my life, even though I'm not there. I just, when it hit me, boldly, oddly enough, with Hurricane Sandy, when that storm came in, it really...
You just gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, it really pushed me over the edge. Like, I was so sad. I just didn't want that to encompass my life. I didn't feel like I was making as much of an impact in people's lives as I could. Sure, I made them happy when I told them their boats were in the water or their boats were fixed.
Yeah.
But I wanted more. I knew I could just... I always had that desire to support and encourage and motivate and champion. And I wasn't feeling that in my daily life.
And so you knew you weren't really, what you were doing for your career was really not in alignment with who you really are.
Absolutely. That was very well said, because that is what I felt for years, and I could never articulate that. And I felt trapped. I felt stuck. How could I leave my mother? It was just she and I in the office. So how could I do that? And it didn't occur to me until a third person came in and I realized this is my window. you know, this is my chance to live my dream.
Oh, so you had a third person come in to help in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And the idea was so that my mother could actually semi-retire. And she never had any desire to do that. So when I realized that, you know, this was the universe providing me with an opportunity.
Wow.
And I spoke to my husband, and, you know, he witnessed my sadness, and he witnessed my frustration, and he thankfully was like, you know, you have to be happy. You have to do what you want to do.
Really applaud you for recognizing that the person that came into that office to help out was really the universe sending you a signal.
It's amazing when, like you said, an epiphany that it was, you know, I almost want to say April 7th, I think, 2012. I think I remember very clearly when it was. And it hits you like a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to start my days crying in the shower every day. You know, I was losing weight, you know, at an unhealthy rate. Mm. The stress was overwhelming. You know, at the time, my daughter was, you know, she had just turned, you know, 10. And what kind of life was I showing her to live, you know, if I was sad and miserable all the time?
Yeah. So what was the scariest part of making that transition?
Well, right after Hurricane Sandy, I had a moment at my desk, and I had talked to my mother earlier about my desire to leave, and she squashed it, and she said,
you
no,
can't leave.
Can't leave. She literally said that, you can't leave. And it took...
She didn't want you to leave.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I knew that. And so I did my best to, you know, put my boots back on. And, you know, what do they say? You know, put your big girl panties back on and just go back into it. And I did. And it was probably the heaviest decline was in that last 6 months. And then when Hurricane Sandy came in, I really had a meltdown.
Yeah.
At my desk, which my mother witnessed. And it was like I was a six-year-old just spewing tears and apologies, and just I was completely vulnerable, and I just had given up. And in that moment, she said, okay, well, I guess we'll talk.
Yeah.
And the next day...
Because she wants you to be happy.
Exactly. But it's like this weird balance between mom and boss. She wants me as an employee, but she sees me unhappy, and she wants me to be happy because she's my mom.
Yep, but she needs you.
Right. So this amazing thing happened. Talk about, you know, goosebump moment. On the way in the next day, all I could think about was I wanted her to say to me, it's time for me to be your mom and not your boss.
Oh, you're going to make me cry right now.
Right? So this is, I just said it over and over and
over. I've had goosebumps seven times since you started talking.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing.
And I have tears in my eyes right now.
It's and that's all I could think of. And when she got to work and she said, you know, are you ready to talk? And I said, oh yeah, sure, let's go. Mm. And we went and sat out on the porch, and we sat there, and she goes, you know, during my massage last night, I had an epiphany. It's time for me to be your mom and not your boss.
Wow.
And in that moment, in my fashion, I smacked her, and I said, Ma, like in the shoulder. I'm like, oh my God, that's all I needed you to say. I said, I don't know what the future looks like. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have no idea. I said, but I know it's going to be okay, because that's all I needed to hear from you.
Yeah.
Is that you understood that it wasn't about me leaving you. It wasn't about me giving up on, you know, not being loyal or not loving you. It's like, I need to do this for me.
So you really, once she gave you that okay, you really didn't struggle with the decision.
No.
At all.
I saw people almost the next weekend, and they were like, what happened? You're so different.
Oh.
Like, the lightness and the glow and everything just was immediate. And I still had not even heard about coaching, never mind thinking I was going to be a coach. Like, it wasn't even on my radar. I had no idea what I was going to do. I just knew it was something other than working at the Boatyard.
And everyone else supported you in your decision?
Mostly. Like, my dad, who is not in the business, he was very scared for me. He was like, how could you leave the security, the money, the structure, the future? Like, you're giving it all up.
Insurance, like whatever else you have.
I mean, my husband still works there, so luckily we have that from him. But It was, you're giving it all up.
Yeah. You know? So making a transition, you can really relate to people and share with them your own experience about how you were able to make that transition.
Absolutely.
Because it wasn't, it's never easy.
Mm-mm. Change is hard. Change is hard.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we want to talk a little bit more about if you have any regrets or how different your life is today.
Sure.
And my guest is Lauren Leduc-Lemieux, and she is, or you can find all of her information at coachingtofulfilldreams.com. And I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Coaching to Fulfill Dreams is here to support you, challenge you, and to help you find the inner confidence to make tough decisions and work through any uneasy decision in your personal or professional life. Coaching to Fulfill Dreams offers you the opportunity to take ownership of your decisions that will move you closer to living the life you've always imagined. Stop asking what if and start asking what's next. Take action today. Contact Lauren at coachingtofulfilldreams.com.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business. Playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
Dancing is the perfect combination of physical activity, social interaction, and mental stimulation. You don't have to be a professional dancer to look like one. Let Fred Astaire Dance Studio show you how to move with agility and grace. Maybe you dreamed of being a dancer as a child. It's never too late to learn the self-confidence of dance. Reignite that fire with your significant other and start dance lessons today. Or give the gift of dance with a gift certificate. Visit FredAstaire.com or visit them in Plymouth today.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Lauren Leduc-Lemieux.
I love how you say my name.
I just love saying it. I have a thing for names. I really love names just in general, and I love saying them all. And I love that you use all three.
Yeah. Well, I was proud of who I was before, you know, and I had
Is Leduc your maiden name?
Maiden name, yes.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that, you know, and that helps people to be able to find you from previous. And
right.
Now, so did you have any regrets? I mean, if feels like the answer is going to be no.
Regrets?
About leaving the position, your mom, your...
My only regret is that maybe I hadn't done it sooner.
Ooh.
But the opportunity wouldn't have been the same, and the learning wouldn't have been the same.
Yeah, everything
happens for a reason.
Well,
absolutely.
Not necessarily for a reason, because there's certain things in life that, you know...
You can't explain.
You can't explain.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But, you know, really, everything comes to you in the universe when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
And that person that came in that office was clearly the
catalyst.
Key. Yes.
Yeah.
And you were ready.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the fact that you saw that was a key moment.
Yeah.
That's really important. So
I don't know if regret is, it's more about the guilt from leaving them behind and being making choices solely for myself and my happiness, knowing that there was such, even though we brought in a third person and I trained them and I was always available with questions, even to this day. I mean, if something comes up, I'm happy to help, you know, but it's the guilt of I left something that was so a center for all of our lives, you know, when we were always together, it was, you know, work would come up, something would come up, you know, and it wasn't necessarily all bad things or good things. It's just, it was our connector, you know, all of us. And when I stepped away, I think it's something my mom mostly, you know, she still thinks what was, and you know, she still would love it if I said, hey mom, you know, change my mind, here I come.
Yeah,
but
you know what,
she knows in her heart that that's not what's going to happen.
We have to do what's best for ourselves. And if we don't do what's best for ourselves, then we're not going to be living our life, really fulfilling our dreams, right?
Absolutely.
And that's what it's all about. So how is your life different today?
I just got a big lump in my throat because it's truly extraordinary when you can have relationships with people, you know, coaching clients or colleagues or, you know, whomever it may be. And just by showing up and being who you're being, when someone can look at you and say, wow, you know, you really helped me, you know. I did this because you helped me, and I'm so much happier. I mean, when I get those type of responses from my clients, it's like you feel like just wiping your hands and saying, okay, I'm done. Thank you. You know, thank you. Good night. You know, exit stage left, because you're so incredibly fulfilled that, you know, you're finding your purpose.
Yeah.
You know,
we all want to know why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
We all want to know why we're here, but we all want to know, are we doing what we really were meant to be doing?
Right. It's such an amazingly powerful question. And what I'm finding is a lot of people know, they just are afraid to latch onto it. They're afraid to, like, let it empower them. Mm-hmm. And they, for whatever, the fear of what other people might think or say.
Or just losing the stability and the money and the paychecks and the system. You know, we got a system. This is when I work. This is the times I work. It fits into my kid's schedule and all of those different things.
Yeah.
Now, I love on your website, it says something about decisions and choices versus timing and fear.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean to you? Because we all face decisions and choices. We all have to make decisions and make choices.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of us, you know, the timing thing seemed to be right for you.
Right.
But some of us are living, you know, afraid that we're making the wrong decision.
Right. And I guess when I think about choices, we're always at choice. Always at choice. And when you're asked to make a decision, it's about making the decision that speaks to your values and who
you
are. Right.
For today.
Right.
For this moment.
And not worrying about, unfortunately, you know, some people might think it's selfish because you're not really worrying about other people and how it affects them. But when you make choices based on making other people happy, I feel like you're sacrificing a part of yourself.
That's right.
And how is that in the best interest of the other person? You know, if you were to tell them, I'm making this choice for you, but I'm sacrificing myself to do it, what most likely the other person would say, well, no, do what you want to do. Don't do this for me. You know, and when you can own that for yourself and really hold on to that, you know, that was the biggest part for me. I knew that if, first of all, in what I was doing, the last year I was in my job, I wasn't serving my customers to the best I could. I had animosity. I was sad. I was frustrated. You know, it wasn't my passion. It wasn't something that I believed in. So I was not living to my full potential.
And not being authentic.
Absolutely.
To who you really are. And I want to say that, you know, we're talking about everything is always a choice. And if, you know, if you're, you know, afraid to make a really big decision, you can just make small choices that will lead you there. Because nothing happens overnight.
Absolutely not. No.
And even with my career, I have always tried to stay authentic to who I am today. And my career has changed and changed and evolved and evolved and evolved. So what I was doing a year ago was authentic to who I am. But what I'm doing today is authentic to who I am. But in 1 year, that authenticity has evolved and changed.
Absolutely, because you learned along the way what really feels right. And when you've made the choices that you base on your values and being authentic, it feels good. It works. And so you get to do it more and more. And when you don't, then you can feel, you know, right off the bat when you're making a choice that doesn't feel right, and you think this isn't right. I don't know why I'm doing this. And you're like, well, I'm going to do it anyway. And then how many times do you say, oh, in hindsight, if I knew then what I know now, yeah, I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
Well, when you can have the confidence to make those decisions in the first place and not worry about the 2020 hindsight,
yeah,
that's my goal for my clients. And that's what I want for them.
And once you start taking that power back, mm-hmm, and you start making those choices based on the best for you, and then down the line, the mm-hmm best for my family, the best for my children, etc. Mm-hmm. When you start making those choices, you start to see clearly what those right choices are.
Mm-hmm. You take ownership of your choices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we got to go to another break very soon. How did you become so passionate about helping others? Because you clearly are.
Yeah. You know, someone asked me, how long have you been a coach? And I say, well, I've actually been coaching my whole life. Parents, my
friends.
You just
didn't realize it.
It's just, I didn't know this is what coaching was. Mm. And when I walked into that first weekend of training, it was like, wow, this is my first day of kindergarten. I was so knew I was in the right place, and I found what I was truly meant to do.
Mm, okay. All right. Well, I hope you'll stay with us. We're going to be right back with Lauren Leduc Lemieux, and you can find her at coachingtofulfilldreams.com. You can also find all the other Power Gals at powerfulwomenreveal.com and on YouTube. I hope you'll stay with us. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Power right here on 95.9 WATD.
Many people are now living past the age of 80, 90, and beyond. Are your teeth going to be with you if you reach 100 years? Preventative dental care is essential if you want to keep your teeth. At Rabini Dental, they pride themselves on providing quality care with the latest technology in a caring and compassionate environment. Call them today, 508-746-4856, for a free consultation to discuss all your dental needs. They're located at 45 Resnick Road in the Plymouth Industrial Park, across from the Colony Place Mall. Visit RabiniDental.com. Looking to create residual income and have more free time? On a mission to inspire healthy living, try Juice Plus. It's been around for decades, and it's not a juice or a vitamin. It's capsules or chewables that adults and children love. Juice Plus helps bridge the gap between what we do eat and what we should eat. Juice Plus nutritional products are pesticide and herbicide free, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free. Contact Dawn Spolidoro, a registered nurse and independent representative, for Juice Plus at dawnrn.juiceplus.com today.
Listing your property? Astounding Surrounding Staging is your South Shore home staging company. We help you stand out from the rest. On average, a home for sale using an accredited home staging company is on the market for 88% less time and sells for 17% more money. Get the most out of your home sale. Call Maureen Poole at 617-791-5278 or see what Astounding Surroundings can do for you at Astounding Surroundings Staging.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Lauren Leduc Lemieux. I know I keep saying it so fun in such a fun way. And, you know, what I really want to touch on now is we talked earlier about how guilty you felt.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about guilt.
How
guilty did you feel for leaving, and how guilty do you feel now?
Yeah. Luckily for me, this career of coaching that I chose to pursue took me into coach training 4 to 5 months after my last day, which was January 31st, 2013. That was my last day of work.
Mm.
And when I had that coach training, I offered myself up as a sample client, you know,
mm-hmm,
and I was amazed at what poured out of me about how guilty I felt. And what I was realizing is I thought my mother was mad at me, even though she told me that she was proud of me for going and taking this risk, even though she was terrified for me. She didn't know what it was going to turn out to be. But I always thought, she's really mad. You know, she's mad at me. Mm. I mean, I was 40 years old at the time, and I was worried my mom was mad at me for making a decision, right? And after one of those weekends, I called her on the way home from Boston, and I just let it all out. And I said, Mom, I feel like I let you down. You know, I'm sorry. And, you know, I know this is hard, and I made your life harder, and I didn't want to. And she, in that moment, actually chuckled a little bit, and she's like, I am so proud of you. She's Aww. Like, I'm not mad at you at all, you know? And we had this amazing conversation because I was holding on to the fact that I thought, you know, I was feeling guilty for making her life more challenging and harder at work because now there were new people there. And she
it wasn't
wiped
as smooth
it off
when you were there. And,
yeah. And I mean, we had worked together for 18 years, just she and I, pretty much. I mean, there was a couple of people here and there that interwoven through the office, but for the most part, it was she and I. And she just, in that moment, what I realized through coaching for myself as a client was we make up these stories in our heads about what other people think or feel.
Oh yeah.
And
so easy to make up stories.
So easy. And you have it in it envelops you, like it totally takes over your mindset. And when you're stuck there in thinking your choices are hurting other people instead of just asking the question, you know, and going there, and you know, conversations can be very scary, you know, especially if you have the perspective it's a confrontation.
Yes, you know? Because a lot of people think that the conversation is going to be a confrontation.
But if you just let it go and try to put it out there as an inquiry, you know, just asking the question, this is what I'm feeling, and listen to the other person and let them tell you and take it in. Don't try to make it into something it's not. You know, you have to trust that you are doing the best for you, and in the end, it sounds corny, but everything will be okay.
Yeah.
If you really trust that, you know in your gut, you know, and if you don't have the experience of having that feeling in your gut yet, that's a huge revelation when you know.
And when you know in your gut, and then you're choosing not to do anything about it anyway.
It builds and builds.
And maybe you're making that choice because you're afraid that you're going to lose that paycheck, or you're afraid for whatever reasons.
Yeah. I mean, financial
it
responsibility.
It is a choice.
Yeah.
It is a choice.
And that's a huge burden for people, is they have to make money. They have to have a way to survive. And how are they going to leave one job without another job, especially these days when things are so difficult out there?
Yep. And I think that's why it's important to take smaller steps.
Absolutely.
Because if you take small steps, you know, how do you eat an elephant, they say, one bite at a time.
Well, right.
So if you just take smaller steps towards making that shift or that change.
And sometimes it's not about changing the job. Sometimes it's about changing something within yourself, in your environment. You know, if it's like an employee issue, if it's, you know, if you're having an issue or thinking your boss is thinking a certain way, or you know, the environment itself, maybe it's not so much the job, maybe it's the environment. So there's a lot that can go into it. You know, for me, it was clearly the profession I was in didn't light me up. I didn't get any joy from driving in, except that I was gonna be with my mom. That was like the environment was comfortable. We had awesome golden retrievers always in the office, and she made us smile, but it didn't light me up.
Yeah.
And people deserve that, you know. You know, if you're sad on a Sunday night to go to work the next day, there's something that you're sacrificing yourself, and you need to take a look. If you choose to, again, because it's a choice. If you want something more for yourself, it's available to you to go for it.
And I have to say, I want to know why you think having a coach is so important. And I want to share that I wouldn't be who I am or where I am today without all of the support from all of the different coaches that I've tapped into for resources and help and coaching.
Sure.
So why do you feel like having a coach is important?
Well, I know from experience, you know, having my own coach, that they support you in a way that you don't support yourself. And you say the words and they throw it back to you. And it's about accountability. It's about validation. And it's about, you know, support doesn't seem to be the best word for it, but
well, it's like when I reach out to my coaches, I am putting it out there and I'm giving it to them on a plate and mm-hmm. saying, this is who I am, this is my challenge, this is what's happening. Mm-hmm. And they're able to see things differently than your mom would.
Absolutely.
Or your sister or yeah. your aunt.
Coaching,
or,
yeah. It's
or
not
your husband or your spouse.
Yeah.
It's a different level.
Mm-hmm. It's not about complaining. Mm. It's not about, you know, me solving your problems for you. That's not what it's about. Mm. It's about getting away all the fog and all the weeds and clearing out that you know what you want to do. There's no doubt about the people know. They just make up stories in their head and they make excuses and they put it off. And if you want something, I mean, look what a coach does for athletes.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not about the athletes know what to do. They know the skills. The coaches just remind them that they can dig deeper and they can do better and they can push themselves further. And every time they do it, at the end of the day, it's that sense of accomplishment. Mm-hmm. And that's what a coach does for their clients. Like you said, there's, you know, coaches are very, it's a very sexy profession these days. You know, you can have a fitness coach, a life coach, career coach, any kind of coach.
And it's important if you are a coach, or it's important that if you need a coach, you are offering a very niche service.
Absolutely.
And when you get a coach that has that specific niche, you're getting the expert of the expert, the creme de la creme, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Mm. All right. Well, we got to go to a break.
We
have one more segment. I hope you'll stay with us with Lauren Leduc Lemieux, and you can find her at coachingtofulfilldreams.com. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Dancing is the perfect combination of physical activity, social interaction, and mental stimulation. You don't have to be a professional dancer to look like one. Let Fred Astaire Dance Studio show you how to move with agility and grace. Maybe you dreamed of being a dancer as a child. It's never too late to learn the self-confidence of dance. Reignite that fire with your significant other and start dance lessons today. Or give the gift of dance with a gift certificate. Visit fredastaire.com or visit them in Plymouth today.
What is your biggest challenge in your business? Are you getting all of the word-of-mouth referrals that you would like? Membership at a BNI chapter provides a positive, supportive, and structured environment in which to exchange quality referrals for men and women in business. BNI is an income generator and passes hundreds of thousands of referral business every month. Find out how you can be a part of a local BNI chapter or start a new one by visiting BNIRI.com. Serving southeastern Massachusetts and Rhode Island. That's BNIRI.com.
Real estate prices and mortgage rates won't stay this low forever. Mortgage banker associations predict interest rates will rise to 5% by the end of 2015. Historically, South Shore properties have increasing value, which drives up the demand, and rent increases will outpace home value growth. According to Wall Street and Forbes, there are many reasons to purchase a property now. Learn more from local real estate expert Donna Fernandes of William Ravis at 508-245-0318.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And my guest is Lauren Leduc Lemieux, and you can find her again at coachingtofulfilldreams.com. And, you know, I want to touch on how, you know, life just happens. Mm-hmm. Sometimes life happens. We go to college. We land a job. You know, you did. You were in college. You landed that job. Mm-hmm. You kind of fell into it. We have children along the way.
Right.
How do we know if we are living a life of just merely existing or really... What kind of questions can we ask ourselves? Like, why wait for the two hurricanes?
Right.
Why wait for that second hurricane?
Right. It's that is the question. You know, life is short. You know, we hear all too often the people who are taken from us, and the regrets they have for not going for things. Mm. And when, you know, fear is the biggest saboteur of them all. You know, fear stops us from doing so, so much in this world. Mm-hmm. And if you stop and think, what are we afraid of?
Yeah.
You know, are you afraid of fear, failure? Are you afraid of happiness?
Success?
Mm. You know, what other people might think? Mm. You know, you have to, and it's easier said than done, I know. And that's why coaching is so powerful, because it really brings the saboteurs out. And it's not about getting rid of them. It's about living with them. They're protecting you from something. It's like, what are they trying to protect you from? Oh. And when you connect to that best part of you, that part that loves you unconditionally, mm-hmm. that knows you can do it. If you can visualize yourself doing something, you can do it.
Mm.
And
totally.
Right?
Yep.
So what's stopping you?
Mm. And if we live our lives in a fear-based way, mm-hmm. just, you know, making decisions based on, oh, I can't do that. I'm going to worry that this might happen.
Right.
Or that's really living in fear.
Yeah. And I like to challenge people, take I can't out of your vocabulary.
Oh, I don't like that word in my house.
You can do anything you set your mind to. And when you say you can't, what you're actually saying is you're choosing to do something else. That's right. To not do something. So, take that out of your vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. Because when you think you can't do something, you'll be right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think you can do something, you'll be right.
Yeah.
I love that. Who said that?
I don't know, but that's everywhere. Whether you think
like
you
Albert
can
Einstein?
Or you think you can't, you're
somebody,
right.
Somebody really smart.
Mm-hmm. I think I have it posted somewhere on social media. I don't know who said it.
Yeah. I think it's Einstein or somebody like that.
Makes sense, right?
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I mean, the word can't, I don't like that word in my house. And as soon as I hear it, that's exactly the phrase I go to. Well, if you think you can't, you'll be right. And everybody's sick of me hearing
my daughter
say that.
Too. Yeah,
yeah. But it's okay, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just think that if we live our lives in a choice based life rather than a fear based life, you'll flourish. How can you not?
Exactly. And I think when you talk about the fear, it's not knowing if your choices are, quote, right or wrong. Am I making the right choice, the wrong choice? What if?
And I don't think it's about wrong or right. I think it's about right for yourself.
Right.
So if it's right or wrong, you're needing to gravitate towards, is it right for you?
Right.
Is this choice?
That those are questions, too, that some people, they don't put themselves first because they worry about the implications based on their actions and their choices, how it will affect other people. And I think it's admirable, and I consider how it will affect, but I don't take responsibility for it.
Mm.
What people think about what I say, what I do, the choices I've made, it has no bearing on me what their thoughts are or their opinions are.
Well, you can't control anyone else except yourself.
Absolutely.
And even if, oh my God, how horrible is that? If you're making fear-based choices and then the person on the other end that you're so worried about could care less.
Absolutely.
Oh,
and how many times have we had revelations about that? It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I put so much energy into this and you could care less.
Yeah. Oh, that's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about making a career change? You made a huge career change in your life. What do you think is the most important thing to remember during that period of time?
Right. And you touched on it before. It's about making the small transitions. I mean, people would describe myself as taking the leap out of the airplane without the parachute. You know, I kind of went full bore because I was completely desperate.
Well, you had a breakdown, and you do have your husband supporting
right. I'm thankful I had the support. For people that maybe are, you know, single parents that need that income, they don't have that flexibility.
Small steps.
You know, find when you can identify what's missing, you can actually find ways to introduce it in your life in smaller ways, whether it's, you know, reading or volunteering or, you know, finding organizations that can bring things into your life. And then when you start reaching out based on your values and what's important to you, doors open up. Doors that you would never find if you weren't looking.
And if you don't know what's missing, then you need to start asking yourself some questions.
Right. And that's
because
where
maybe,
coaching comes in.
Maybe you are exactly where you need to be. Mm-hmm. But if you ask yourself some questions so that don't waste any time.
Right. And coaching isn't all about negative either. Sometimes it's about just wanting happiness. Sometimes it's wanting fulfillment. It's wanting something more. It's like you're happy and everything's great and you don't have any complaints, but something's missing.
Yeah.
And what's missing? And that's what coaching brings out.
Mm. And, we're almost out of time.
Sure.
I ask everyone, who inspires you in your industry? Is there somebody in your industry? Because I know your clients inspire you and your mom and your family.
You know, it's my colleagues. When you get a bunch of coaches in a room, the energy is palpable.
Oh my gosh.
The desire to want everybody to work for people, to help people collectively.
Mm-hmm.
It's overwhelming sometimes. And so my colleagues certainly inspire me.
And really helping each other and just doing it because that's what you're here for.
Absolutely.
You're not doing it to get something in return.
That's exactly what it is. It's putting it out there for the all in for the client.
Mm.
You know, it's all about the client. And when you can help someone and you can have someone say to you, you know, that was amazing. Thank you. You helped me see something I didn't see, or I didn't know that about myself.
Mm.
You know, those revelations that people have, which sometimes come during a session, sometimes 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everything that needs to come out comes out.
And once you start tapping into it.
Mm-hmm. It's like the
amazing things start to happen.
It's like the sap of a maple tree when they put the spigot in, you know. Once you tap into it, you can just turn it on and it just starts flowing.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say, I think you're amazing. I can't tell you how many times I had goosebumps while we were sitting here talking.
You're pretty amazing yourself.
Well, thank you. And I really have to say it again. I would not be the person I am today without the coaching that I have received.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just like the athletes, everyone needs a coach.
Absolutely.
You know, and you have an amazing story and you can enlighten people and help so many people. And I'm very proud to have you here on the show.
I'm honored. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, we are out of time. So if you want more information, you can go to coachingtofulfilldreams.com where you can find Lauren Leduc Lemieux. Mm-hmm. Love your name. I want to thank you so much for listening and recognizing all of these powerful women right along with me. I'm so blessed to have this platform to bring you these amazing women. To find all the powerful gals, you can go to powerfulwomenrevealed.com. You can also go to Powerful Women Revealed on YouTube. I hope you'll tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.